First order of business is to approve the minutes of the August 6th meeting. They were distributed electronically. We have any additions or corrections. Entertain a motion.
Make a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, nay. Ayes have them, so ordered. Okay, regular agenda. Petition of Ashley Hemholt for the city of Savannah. Sarah?
Good afternoon. This is a mural that you previously approved at the last meeting on August 6th in order to be installed in time for a community event. And just to remind you, here's the location at 114 East 39th Street. The mural has been completed, and we have an image of it. It's located towards the rear of the lot, facing Drayton. As you can see, it's on plywood and mounted near the fence. And if it's not given approval, they will take it down. We received two public comments on it. One of them from the owner of 124 and 126 East 39th, which was positive. And one from the owner of 201 East 38th and 2210 Abercorn that was against the mural. We also received some technical advisory comments in favor of the mural. All standards have been met, including public notice, which is why we're hearing it today, since they did not have time at the last meeting to give public notice. So we will be recommending approval again. I can answer any questions.
Tom, you were not here at the last meeting, so if you have any questions or anything.
What was the objection?
That's what I was going to ask. What was
it? They just objected to it being located on a residential, in a residential area.
That's all that they said? They didn't say anything else?
That was the main issue, yes.
That was the owner? It was an owner?
Of nearby property, yes.
And the letter's attached in your packet.
It is attached to the agenda as well, if you want to read the entire thing.
Any other questions?
You can't even see it from Drake Street, huh?
You can see it a little
bit. You can if you look for it.
It is difficult to see, yes.
Okay. Is anyone here for the public who would like to speak in regards to this petition? Seeing no one jumping to the podium, wanting to grab 15 minutes and 15 seconds of fame, we will entertain a motion to affirm or to deny our actions at the last meeting.
I mean, I moved that we approved it. I didn't actually see the letter, but I would move that we approve it. I mean, we did last time.
We affirm our actions at the last meeting and approve the petitioner request. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on that? Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it, so ordered. Okay.
For the theme and location for a monument at 207 East Liberty. And here's the locations of the building. And this would be the tree lawn, and the monument will be right here. The monument is being built to recognize the contributions of the Sisters of Mercy to Savannah, and will be a statue of a nun and a student who will be dressed in the school uniform. Here's an image of a similar statue, but the uniform will be specific to the school. The tallest the statue will be is 5 feet 8 inches, and the base will be granite, and the statue itself will be bronze. It's actually one of 6 statues, but will be unique due to the uniform, and the theme covers the history of the Sisters of Mercy, who arrived in Savannah in July of 1845 and did work to help educate slaves and orphans. And they also worked as nurses, establishing the first St. Joseph's Hospital circa 1875, and they continue similar work today. And this meets all the theme standards, and as I mentioned, the monument will be located on the tree lawn near an existing historic marker, which is located right here. It will be easily visible to the public walking by, so the location standards are met. There is a crepe myrtle that will have to be removed, and the utility status will be determined during part two. So staff, the technical advisory committee did comment on this as well, and they were all positive comments, and they're also attached to your agenda. And so staff is recommending approval for part one, theme and location, for the monument at 207 East LaRouche Street, because it meets the standards. And I can answer any questions.
I think I asked y'all outside of staff, but the city's traffic engineering has reviewed this location?
Yes, sir.
And they've approved it?
Yes.
Okay. And Park and Tree has reviewed this?
Yes.
And they've approved it?
Yes. Okay.
So in other words, we can override both of those powerful. Okay. Any questions of staff?
I'm just curious what is the historical marker?
I don't know the exact content. I'm sure the petitioner.
I mean, it's not that relevant. I was just curious.
Sorry. I believe it's to the Sisters of Mercy.
The St. Vincent's Academy. Okay. So it's a little different.
It's all
related.
One at a time. Don't act like me. Okay. Okay. Any more questions of staff as to their presentation?
I just got a comment. The Park and Tree did take a look at that crepe myrtle, and that crepe myrtle is pretty far gone. It needs to be removed anyway, so it would be there's no sense in keeping it. So,
all right, do we have someone representing the petitioner here to speak on behalf of this petition? Mm-hmm. Please identify yourself for those who don't know who you are.
I'm Loretta Longmanac, and I work at St. Vincent's Academy. This is Sister Helen Marie, and we are so excited about this monument because the Sisters of Mercy have done so much for Savannah and Chatham County. We're not talking about what they've done throughout the state. We're talking about only here. And in the two yellow fever epidemics, I'm sure you all have read all this, you know, can you imagine these little sisters, these nuns, dragging bodies to the outside of town and burying them and then going back and collecting the children who were still alive and bringing them back to the convent and taking care of them as part of their orphanage, their school, the day school, a boarding school, and an orphanage. And then they founded schools from there, they founded hospitals from there, and housing, affordable housing. So it's just an amazing amount of good work that they have done for our city. And then those underground operations that they had educating slaves. You know, when they came here, they all thought they could educate slaves. They really just had no idea it was against the law. So they went underground and did it anyway. So, bunch of good women. So we thank you for your consideration.
Would anybody else, is anyone else here to speak on this matter? Okay. Now, my daughter went to St. Vincent's and graduated, so now if I were to abstain for a clear conflict, see, there wouldn't be a quorum, so then you wouldn't get any approval. So we're going to ignore everything I just said, okay? And if somebody doesn't like it, they can take it out with me later. Okay, so.
Well, I do have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
Now, you said that the monument will be like this monument. You mean exactly like this monument, or
only, this is stage one?
The only difference.
Yeah, that one.
The only difference. It's going to be exactly like it in size. Mm-hmm. The only change that's going to be, she's going to be in our uniform. She's going to have the sweater will change from a crew neck sweater to a cardigan with a mercy shield on it, which is what our girls wear, and she will wear a man-tailored shirt. Only change. Other than that, the shoes are the same, just everything else is the same.
Correct me if I'm not wrong. I mean, they'll be back at that point, right? This is just a sort of a location. This is a size and mass discussion. They'll be back for a more formal approval of the exact line.
Oh, they will?
Yeah, it's a more two-step process.
Oh, okay.
I'll tell you, I was very upset about the tree when Gordon said, just get rid of the tree. He said, no, not the tree. And then he said the tree was on its way out anyway, so something good to replace it with. We'll get another tree.
Well, maybe you could go out to Sand Fly and take that position and you'd save a few trees since you're getting ready to take down a church and a bunch of trees for some
right.
For a roundabout of all things. But anyway.
Terrible.
Anyway. I first did two political comments today. If there are no further questions, I entertain a motion.
A motion that we approve the petition of Alberta Lomanac as proposed.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes have it, so ordered. Is there any other matter to come before the board? Ms. Baker, if you have a second afterwards, I'd like to talk with you for a second. Ms. Sheely, Ms. Sheely. Okay, is everything okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll meet in a month?
October 1st.
October 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you, folks. Appreciate you being here, and meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.